the ancient curse of Eve. For thou becamest mother of him whom the Father is well pleased, bearing the incarnate word of God in thy bosom. This mystery is not subject to testing, but by faith alone we all glorify it, crying out with thee and saying, O ineffable Lord, glory be to thee.
Arise, O Lord, let thy hand be lifted high.
Forget not thy paupers to the end. Come, let us hymn the mother of the Savior, who even after giving birth was still shown to be a virgin. Rejoice, O animate city of God the King, wherein Christ, making his abode, hath wrought salvation. We chant with Gabriel and offer up glory with the Magi, saying, O Theotokos, entreat him who became incarnate of thee, that we may be saved.
I will confess thee, O Lord, with my whole heart.
I will tell of all thy wonders. The Father well pleased, the Word became flesh. The Virgin gave birth to God incarnate. The star proclaimeth him. The Magi offer him worship. The shepherds marvel and creation rejoiceth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. When the time arrived from thy coming to earth, the first census of the whole world took place,
and thou didst desire then to record the names of those who believed in thy nativity. Wherefore such a decree was proclaimed by Caesar, for the timelessness of thine eternal kingdom was restored. By thy birth for this cause we offer unto thee, as to the God and Savior of our souls, the wealth of orthodox theology, which far surpasseth the registry of taxation,
both now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Today Christ is born of the Virgin in Bethlehem. Today he who is without beginning doth begin to be, and the Word becometh incarnate. The hosts of heaven rejoice, and earth and men are glad. The Magi offer gifts to the Master. The shepherds marvel at him who hath been born, and we cry out unceasingly, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill among men.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill.
Forever, yea, forever and ever.
us this day without sin. Blessed art thou, O God of our fathers, and praised and glorified is thy name forever. Amen. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us as we have set our hope on thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Lord, thou hast been our refuge from generation to generation. I said, Lord, have mercy on me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee.
During the service, I want you to look out in those baskets, and if there are paper, white paper in there, you bring it in to us, okay? Just look about every 10 minutes. King, the Comforter, and Spirit of Truth, who art everywhere present and fillest all things, treasure of blessings, giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us of all impurity and save our souls, O good one. Glory to God in the highest, on earth, peace, goodwill among men. Glory to God in the highest, on earth, peace, goodwill among men. O Lord, thou shalt my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise.
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord. For his beatitude, our Metropolitan Tikhon, for his eminence, Archbishop Benjamin, for the honorable priesthood, the diaconate in Christ, for all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord. For this country, its president, for all civil authorities, and for the armed forces, let us pray to the Lord. For this city, for every city and country, and for the faithful dwelling in them, let us pray to the Lord. For seasonable weather and abundance of the fruits of the earth in peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For travelers by land, by sea, and by air, for the sick and the suffering, for captives and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord. That we may be delivered from all affliction, wrath, danger, necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Commemorating our most holy, most pure, blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and all our life unto Christ our God. To thee are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Glory to God, whose power is complete, thy glories and come, thy mercy is immeasurable, thy love for man is inexpressible. Look down on the holy house with pity, O Master. Impart the rich of thy mercy and compassion to us and those who pray with us. O Lord, our God, save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Preserve the fullness of thy church. Sanctify those who love the beauty of thy house and glorify them in thy heart and divine power. Forsake not us who put our hope in thee.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
have mercy. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints,
the back, so
let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
This is the censer. Okay. So when we need it, you scrape everything off like that. Okay. And then you put about four.
For thine is the might and thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory
and
of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And
now and ever and on to ages of ages.
Thou who hast given us with one accord to make our common supplication, is promised where two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wast grant their requests. Fulfill, O Lord, the petitions of thy servants as may be expedient for them, granting in the world knowledge of thy truth and world to come life everlasting.
Oh.
Father Boyd, next one. Grant that with their entrance there may be an entrance of holy angels serving with us and glorifying thy goodness. For unto thee are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen.
David, O Master, who came came as forth from the fruit of his loins, and unto James didst thou commit the throne of the Church of Christ.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God.
David the king is shown to be a wondrous prophet and forefather of the incarnation of God, and James the disciple of Jesus is shown forth as the first bishop.
Blessed are those who are
prosecuted for righteousness' sake, for this is the kingdom of heaven.
We beseech thee, O Virgin Theotokos, in behalf of thy servants, entreat thou him who was incarnate of thee, for we know thee to be our only intercessor.
Blessed are you,
when you shall revive you, and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake.
As I beheld the remarkable course of the unusual star newly shining forth, illumining the heavens and signifying that Christ the King was born on earth in Bethlehem, for our salvation, the star revealed the newborn infant king to the Magi, who said, "Where is he? For we have come to worship him." But the enraged Herod, who fought against God, was troubled, seeking to slay the Christ.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Herod inquired concerning the time of the star, following whose course the Magi worshipped Christ with gifts in Bethlehem, but guided thereby to their homeland, they left the cruel murderer of the infants behind in mockery.
Now and ever, and unto ages of ages, amen.
Easier would it be for us to prefer silence out of fear for such blackened risk. But it is difficult, O Virgin, in our yearning to weave hymns crafted harmoniously, yet grant us also, O Mother, sufficient strength to fulfill our intent.
Wisdom, stand upright, let us attend.
Oh.
God, who distressed in the saints who are hymned by the seraphim and the thrice holy, cry glorified by the cherubim, worshiped by every heavenly power, who out of nothing has brought all things into being, has created men after thine own image and likeness, and has adorned him with thine every gift, who givest him to us wisdom and understanding, who does not reject the sinner, but instead has appointed repentance unto salvation, who has vouchsafed to us thy humble and unworthy servants, even this hour, to stand before the glory of thy holy altar, for our worship and praise, which are due unto thee thyself, O Master, accept, even from the mouths of us sinners, the thrice holy hymn, visit us in thy goodness, forgive us every transgression,
voluntary and involuntary saint prayers, our souls and bodies, enable us to serve thee in the holiness all the days of our life. Through the intercessions of the Holy Theotokos and of all the saints, who the beginning of the world have been well pleasing unto thee.
Send up glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Have mercy.
blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. For blessed art thou on the throne of the glory of thy kingdom. Thou sittest upon the cherubim, always, now, and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen.
Holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty,
let us attend. Peace be unto all.
And to thy spirit.
Wisdom.
The Prokimenon is in the third tone. Sing praises to our God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises.
Sing praises to our God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King.
Clap your hands, O ye people, shout to God with loud songs of joy.
Sing praises to our God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises.
Sing praises to our God, sing praises.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, I make known to you that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man, for neither did I receive it from man, nor did I learn it but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former conduct in the religion of the Jews, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. And I advanced to the religion of the Jews beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly jealous for the traditions of my fathers. For when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace, and revealed his Son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not of anything confer with flesh and blood, neither did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again into Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter, and I abode with him for 15 days. But I saw no other of the apostles except for James, a brother of the Lord.
Peace be unto the reader. Wisdom. So, Master, love us, mankind, provided by knowledge, help me, I so the gospel teach, understand the gospel teach, one is the fear of thy blessed commandments.
Wonderful is God,
and the spiritual, and thinking, doing such things, your will, pleasing unto thee. For thou art the illumination of our souls and bodies, O Christ God, unto thee, the Son of glory, together with thy Father's merit, blessing thine all holy, good, and life creating spirit, now and ever, into ages of ages. Amen. Wisdom upright, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be unto all.
Unto thy spirit.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to thee, O Lord.
let us be attentive. When the wise men departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly wroth, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in its districts, for 2 years old and under, according to the time which had been determined by the wise men. Then was fulfilled which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, A voice was heard in Ramah, lamenting, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted, because they were no more. Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's death are dead. Then he arose and took the young child with his mother and came to the land of Israel. And when he heard that Archelaus was reigning on the throne over Judea instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the land of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, He shall be called a Nazarene.
Glory to thee, O Lord.
Glory to thee. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is born.
Glorify him.
Well, we're still in that beautiful post-period of Christmas. You know, in our church, we celebrate Christmas for 7 days. Because it is such an important feast. And it's a way for us to keep celebrating and rejoicing and being mindful of the incarnation of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm sure we all have fantastic memories of Christmas. I've heard so many positive reports. The pageantry, the beauty, the lovely services that we are able to enjoy here. You know, it seems like it is a special time of the year. This is when the charities do most of their fundraising, because only a Scrooge will say no to charities at this time of year. We find that there generally seems to be joy. The lights are out. In fact, this year, Matush and I noticed that there were more outdoor lights than we've seen in other years. And there just seems to be a general atmosphere of kindness and of happiness. The children are home for college. The younger children are out from school so the families can get together. Certainly the gifts at Christmas itself help the season. Businesses are happy because they used to do most of their selling this time of year. Now with the online shopping, who knows what's going on. But there's general love and good cheer this time of year. After Christmas, we have a stark contrast. There are fewer lights. And today, we commemorate the 14,000 holy innocents who are massacred by Herod.
This observance strips any sentimentality we might have from Christmas and the child who lay in the manger. Last Sunday, Deacon John preached on a little-known saint in the genealogy of Christ, Joseph the Betrothed. But today, I'm going to mention a little-known individual who's also in the Christmas narrative. He's definitely not a saint. And that is Herod. We have the name of Herod in our Christmas accounts. Herod was fascinating. He was cruel and he was paranoid. He was mentally unstable. He was the Isis of the first century. He was one of the greatest administrators of the Middle East. He was a client king of Rome for 33 years, and he built magnificently throughout the country. His greatest achievement, of course, was the Second Temple, which he had built at great expense. And he called in Jews to be the workmen from all over Babylon, as well as from Judea. This earned him a lot of dislike and hatred from the Jerusalem Jews. He built the city of Caesarea, which was noted because it was a pagan city. It had temples so the pagans could worship their various gods, but not a single synagogue. Also a reason why he was hated by the pious Jews. He built Masada. I'm sure you've heard of Masada, the great fortress in the desert. A huge complex palace and guard and fortress. And it took the Romans over 2 years to conquer it after the rebellion in 70 AD. He built it not to protect himself from the Romans, because he was their client king. He built it to protect himself from his own people, because he was deeply unpopular. You see, here he was, the king of the Jews, and yet he himself was only half Jewish. His mother was not Jewish. To be a good Jew, your mother had to be Jewish. And he failed that in his pedigree. And so, he was not very popular. He ruled by jealousy and fear. Murder was a regular feature of his reign. He was married 10 times. Imagine that. 10 times. He killed his favorite wife and 3 of his sons. Caesar Augustus quipped. He said it was safer to be Herod's pig than to be Herod's son, because being a Jew and trying to maintain a good outward appearance, he wouldn't kill a pig. But he went and he killed his own children. My heavens. We know him because the Magi came to him with a strange request. They said, "We follow the star and we're here to worship the one who's born king of the Jews. Where can we find him?" Well, this is an affront to Herod, because he considered himself the king of the Jews. And he wouldn't brook any rival. And so when he gathered the scholars, he said, "Where is this king to be born?" And searching the records, they said, "Well, the prophecies point to Bethlehem, because that was David's hometown." And so, discerning from the, he gives the Magi the news, and he sends them on their mission, and he says, "Listen, when you find him, come back and let me know where he is, so I too can go and worship him." Well, as they leave, the Magi are warned in a dream not to return, because Herod's intention was not to go and worship the new child, but his intention was to eradicate him, to kill him. After the birth, we're told that the Magi visit the child. Now this is very interesting. In the Nativity icon, we see all the events at once. We see the Virgin in the cave, she's given birth. We see the midwives washing the Christ child. We don't know if that happened, but it's here to mention to us and to show us that Christ was born in the natural course of way, and he still needed, being a human, he needed a midwife to look after him. We see Joseph being tempted by Satan, that there's something irregular about this childbirth. We see the angels singing their praises to the shepherds, and we see the Magi. We celebrate it as one event, but this didn't happen all at once, because the Magi, when they go to find the Christ and find the Christ child, it says they enter the house where he was. Well, we know that Christ was born in the barn, in the stable, not in the house. And so this is really apparently sometime after that the Magi come, possibly a year or even two. And so Herod determines the date when Christ was supposed to be born, and he has the soldiers go and kill every child, male child, in order to get to Christ. And these are the 14,000 innocents whom we commemorate today. And this reminds us that we know with Christ, there always is martyrdom. With Christ, there always is Satan out to destroy and to seek to undo him. Jeremiah had prophesied that a voice is heard in Ramah, weeping in bitter lamentation. Rachel weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted for her children because they are no more. And these, of course, refer to the innocents who died in Bethlehem. Herod tries to kill St. John the Baptist, thinking he might be the king. But Zechariah is brave, and he refuses to give his son over, knowing what will befall his son. And so the scriptures tell us that he's killed between the altar and the sanctuary. Simeon, the righteous elder, also refuses to assist Herod. And so not only is he killed, but he was denied proper burial. Next, Herod murders elders. He murders 70 members of the Sanhedrin and even a high priest. Because the guy is crazy. The man is just out of his mind. The paranoia, the jealousy, the fear. And he leaves an order that when he dies, he wants the prominent Jews of the land to be slaughtered. Because he wants to make sure that there's not a dry eye in Jerusalem when he goes. But fortunately for the prominent people, his sons, because the kingdom is split between his three sons, his sons rescind the father's order and don't follow through. Herod clearly was Satan's agent. The slaughter of the 14,000 was the first attempt to destroy Christ. The sad news is that Satan is alive and well on planet Earth. Unable to strike the Creator, he seeks to crush and kill the image of God, and that is us, mankind. He stirs up hatred between brothers, between neighbors, between nations, so that we'll kill one another. And he takes care of the rest with famine and natural disasters that also kill men. I remember about 25, 30 years ago when famine first struck in a major way the Horn of Africa. And people in Ethiopia and Somalia were dying of drought famine. And the commentator on television said that the great fear that the helpers, the charities, had was not that America wouldn't hear about it, but that Americans would watch news clips while they're eating their dinner and watching television. Abortion in our land does a much better job than Herod could ever have imagined. Pornography, especially kiddie porn, child abuse, prostitution, all these are ways of destroying the image of God in man. It's very easy for us to cluck our tongues, but that can be a cop-out. All evil has the same result. It destroys, it mars, and it twists the image of God in us. Satan is victorious and rejoices maliciously each time we're too lazy to pray, each time we're too lazy to make it to church to worship, each time we're unwilling to forgive, each time we judge or are cruel to our neighbor, each time we give in to temptation, we hand Satan a victory and help re-crucify the Christ child. Sin is our refusal to live up to our potential. All of us are being summoned by Christ to sainthood, and yet so easily we reject it. In the Christmas hymns, there's one theme that found throughout, that Christ is born to seek and to restore the image of God in man, which has been destroyed by sin. Satan seeks to destroy this image. These are the two poles of our lives: to be united with Christ and to do his will, or to be united with Satan and do his will. And so in our lives we have these two poles: good versus evil, light versus darkness, holiness versus rebellion, beauty versus chaos. Joshua was also faced with a similar situation. And throughout the history of the Bible, important figures faced that same divide. Joshua came up with the perfect expression. He said, "As for me and my family, we will serve the Lord." How important and significant that is for us. You know, there are times we might feel that we're powerless against temptation. But the reality is this: the more often we give in to temptation, the easier it is to commit in the future. If I can use a metaphor that made a great deal of sense in my past life, not so much here, it's sort of like making a path in the snow. The more you go through the path, the more the snow gets beaten down, the easier it is to go the next time. So it is with sin. But we're not powerless. St. John writes to his people in his first epistle and says, "Little children, you are of God, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." Satan still prowls, seeking those to maim and destroy. May he never find us willing accomplices, but may he find us loyal servants of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Let us all say with our whole soul and with our whole mind, let us say,
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Almighty, the God of our fathers, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great mercy, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for His Beatitude, our Metropolitan Tikhon, His Eminence, Archbishop Benjamin, and for all our the priests and deacons, all other clergy, and all our brethren in Christ.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for this country, its president, for all civil authorities, and for the armed forces. Again, we pray for the blessed, never-memorable, Holy Orthodox Patriarchs, the blessed, never-memorable founders of this Holy Church, for the newly reposed servants of God, Father Ephraim, Deacon Hennick, and Matushka Barbara, and for all of our fathers and brethren, the Orthodox, departed this life before us, who here in all the world lie asleep in the Lord. Again, we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, visitation for the servants of God, especially those many among us who are sick, and for the brethren of this holy temple, for the pardon and remission of their sins.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for the suffering Ethiopian and Middle Eastern people, that their lives may be restored to the petitions of the faith.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for those who bring offerings and do good works in this holy and all venerable temple, those who labor and those who sing. For all the people here present who wait thy great and rich mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
For thou art a merciful God and lovest mankind, to thee we ascribe glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Catechumens.
Glory to God, who dwellest on high, regardless, humble of heart, is sent forth the salvation of race of the name of God,
the
Son of
the
God, upon
the
servants, catechumens. Thanks to more than make them worthy of the future of love, regeneration, remission of sins, robe of incorruption, unite them to thy holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, number them among thy chosen flock.
Save them, have mercy on them, help them, keep them, O God, by your grace. Bow your heads unto the Lord, you catechumens, that with us they also may glorify the honorable, majestic name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Let us, the faithful, again and again in peace, pray unto the Lord.
We'll take it, Father. Help us, save us.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Wisdom, for unto thee adieu, all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Who is bound with desires of pleasure of the flesh is worthy to approach or draw near to serve thee, O King of glory, for the ministry is great and awesome, even the heavenly powers. Nevertheless, through thine unspeakable and boundless love for mankind, thou dost become man without change or alteration, and dost become our high priest. The ruler of all, dost commit to us and ministers the liturgical and blood, the sacrifice
Thou alone, O Lord, our God, rulest over this in heaven and on earth. Thou art born on the throne of the cherubim, the Lord of the seraphim, the King of Israel. Alone art holiness rests in the saints. Therefore, I entreat thee, alone art good and ready to listen. Look down on me, sinful and unprofitable servant, and cleanse my soul and heart and evil conscience by the power of the Holy Spirit. Enable me, I am clothed with the grace of the priesthood, to stand before this thy holy table and perform the sacred mystery of thy holy pure body and precious blood. For I draw near thee, and bowing my neck, I implore thee, do not turn thy face away from me, nor cast me out from among thy children, but make me thy sinful and unworthy servant, worthy to offer gifts to thee. For thou art the thyself he that offers and is offered, accepts and is received, O Christ our God. To thee do we send up glory, together with thy Father who is without beginning, and all holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever, into ages of ages. Amen. Represent the cherubim and chant the thrice holy hymn, life-creating Trinity, now lay aside all earthly care, that we may receive the King of all who comes up born in triumph, the ranks of angels. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Right. Rodney. Sisters, please forgive our many sins. The Lord. Please. The Orthodox Episcopate of His Beatitude, our Metropolitan Tikhon of His Eminence, Archbishop Benjamin, may the Lord God remember in His kingdom
those who are sick, suffering, alone, despondent, mourning, or in need. May the Lord God remember each and every one in his kingdom, all those who have gone before us, our fathers and mothers in Christ, the great saints and righteous believers, who have delivered unto us this saving faith, those who have gone before us, whom we love and hold dear, our relatives and loved ones who have reposed. May the Lord God remember them each and every one in his kingdom, especially the newly reposed servants of God, Father Ephraim, Matushka Barbara, and Deacon Hennick. May the Lord God remember in his kingdom little children throughout the world who suffer harm, neglect, and abuse, who perish without the arms of love, tiny babies who are killed by abortion. May the Lord God remember in his kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages, you and all Orthodox Christians. May the Lord God remember in his kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Soul and health, deep on the cross, thou Christ, bearing all things, bright in a royal chamber. Thy tomb, O Christ, is the font of our resurrection. Censor. Noble Joseph, having taken thy most pure body down from the tree, wrapped it in pure linen and spices, keep it and laid it in a new tomb. Do good, O Lord, in thy good pleasure in a Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. And then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with oblation and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Okay, we're done. Someone? Okay, Father. I'll start it for you if I need to. Let us complete our prayer unto the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the precious gift now offered, let us pray to the
Lord.
Lord
God, come to Jesus.
Lord, have mercy.
Accept this prayer of the sinner's spirit on the holy altar. Enable us to offer the gifts and spiritual sacrifice, our sins and the errors of the people. Make us worthy, find grace inside of our sacrifice, to accept the Holy Ghost Spirit, may dwell upon us, upon his gift for all my life people.
For our deliverance from all afflictions.
I want one person doing the censer who will look at me and when I need it and know that I need it, okay? Someone's got to pay attention. Lord Almighty, who alone and holy sets our souls free, is coming to the Lord.
Let
us
ask the
Lord. An angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord.
I understand. I just hear forward, it will be better.
And the mission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Let us ask of the Lord.
All things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord.
Let us ask of the Lord.
That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Let us ask of the Lord.
Our Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful and a good defense before
the great judgment
of Christ, let us
ask.
Hit that right at the end of, like at the Lord's Prayer. Okay? Hit it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And glorious Lady Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
To thee, O Lord.
Through the compassion of thine only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thine all holy good and life. creating spirit, now and ever to the ages of ages.
Lovely Lord, my serving Lord, our Son, our nature and future.
Love one another, that with one mind we make confess.
The doors in wisdom let us attend. Christ is ever. He is and ever shall be. Christ is ever.
He is and ever shall be.
Christ is there.
He is always.
Of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, and suffered, and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, I confess one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
Let us stand aright, let us stand with fear, let us attend that we may offer the holy oblation in peace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with thy spirit.
Let us lift up our hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord. To him they bless thee, to praise thee, to give thanks unto thee, to worship thee in every place of thy dominion. For thou art God, ineffable, inconceivable, invisible, incomprehensible, ever existing and eternally the same. Thou and thine only begotten Son and thy Holy Spirit, thou it was who brought us from non-existence into being when we had fallen away, didst raise us up again, didst not cease to do all things until thou hast brought us up to heaven. And hast endowed us with the kingdom which is to come. For all these things we give thanks unto thee, to thine only begotten Son and thy Holy Spirit, for all things which we know and which we do not, for all the benefits bestowed upon us, whether manifest or unseen. We thank thee for this liturgy which thou hast deigned to accept at our hands. Though there stand by thee thousands of archangels, hosts of angels, the cherubim, the seraphim, six-winged, many-eyed, who soar aloft and are borne on their wings,
singing the triumphant hymn, shouting, proclaiming, and saying, blessed powers, O Master, who lovest mankind, we also cry aloud and say, Holy art thou, and all holy, thou, thine only begotten Son, and thy Holy Spirit. Holy art thou, and all holy, magnificent is thy glory. Who has so loved the world as to give thine only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But when he had come and fulfilled all the dispensation for us in the night in which he was given up, or rather gave himself up for the life of the world, took bread in his holy, pure, and blameless hands. And when he had given thanks, blessed, hallowed it, and broken it, he gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you, for the remission of sins. And likewise, after supper, he took the cup, saying, Drink ye all of it. This is my blood, the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many, for the remission of sins. Remembering the saving commandment and all those things which have come to pass for us, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection on the third day, the ascension into heaven, the sitting at the right hand, and thy second and glorious coming, thine own of thine own, we offer unto thee in behalf of all and for all. Again, we offer unto thee this regional and bloodless worship, and we ask thee and pray thee and supplicate thee, send down thy Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts here offered. O Lord, who didst send down thy most Holy Spirit the third hour upon thine apostles, Simple Goodwin, take not from us, but rather renew him, and as to pray unto thee. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. O Lord, who didst send down thy most Holy Spirit the third hour upon thine apostles, Simple Goodwin, take not from us, but rather renew him, and as to pray unto thee. Cast me not away from thy face, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. O Lord, who didst send down thy most Holy Spirit the third hour upon thine apostles, Simple Goodwin, take not from us, but rather renew him, and as to pray unto thee. O God, cleanse me, a sinner, and have mercy on me. O God, cleanse me, a sinner, and have mercy on me. O God, cleanse me, a sinner, and have mercy on me. And make this bread to be the most precious body of thy Christ. That which is within this cup to be the most precious blood of thy Christ.
Amen.
Making this change by thy most Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That they may be to those who partake for vigilance of soul, remission of sins, communion of the Holy Spirit, fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven, boldness for thee, not for judgment nor condemnation. Again, we offer unto thee this rational worship for those who have fallen asleep in faith, forefathers, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, and every righteous spirit made perfect in faith, especially our most holy, most pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary. Holy Prophet, Brenner, and Baptist John, the Holy Ghost, all laudable apostles, all the saints who we commemorate in this day. Remember all those who have fallen asleep, hope of resurrection, eternal life. Father, from Deacon Hennick and Munch, Barbara, Grant them rest, O Lord, light, countenance shines upon them again. We entreat you, remember, Lord, Holy Orthodox Bishop who rightly teaches the word of truth, and Presbytery, the Diaconate, and Christ, every word of the clergy. Again, we offer to thee this rational worship, the whole world, the Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, those who live in chastity and holiness of life, all civil authorities. Grant them, O Lord, peaceful times, that we in their tranquility may lead a calm and peaceful life, and all godliness and sanctity. Remember, O Lord, the city in which we dwell, every city and the countryside, those who in faith dwell there. Remember, O Lord, travelers by land, sea, and air, the sick and suffering, captives in their salvation. Remember, O Lord, those who bring offerings to do good in thy holy churches, those who remember the poor, and upon us send down thy great mercies. Ready for the great Actenia coming up, please. Among the first, remember, Lord, his beatitude, our Metropolitan Tikhon, his eminence, Archbishop Benjamin, granted for thy holy churches in peace, safety, honor, health, and length of days, rightly dividing the word of thy truth. Remember, Lord, all those who have asked for our prayers, Bishops John and Paul, Deacon Mark, Modish Barbara, Nina, Sophia, Sophia, Gabriel, Alwyn, Chapel, Elijah, Greg, Ariana, Lizzie, Eva, Nina, Erica, Amelia, Veronica, Joanne, Philippa, James, Nadia, Sadi, Lawrence, Intasar, Saul B., Nancy, Cindy, Scott, Beth, Dana, Matthew, Macrina, Carrie, Isabella, Dennis, Priest David, Natasha, James, Theodore, Catherine, Leal, Casey, Anne Marie, Karen, Mary, Carol, Martina, Nadezhda, Lynette, Sandra, Eddie, Etta, Don, Jordan, Karen, Allison, Bill, John, Moses, Oscar, Matt, Dave, Xenia, Liliana, Evelyn, and Maurice, those of recent repose, Deacon Gregory, Dave, Peggy, James, Father Ephraim, Father Elias, Monishka, Barbara, Tom, Bob, Scott, Ashley, Opal, Amaya, and Deacon Hennick, those who are with child, Miriam, Nona, Priscilla, Anna, Stacy, Lena, Jessica, Olga, Calcadon, Monica, and Kathleen, and grant that with one mouth and one heart we may praise and glorify that all-honorable, majestic name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. And the mercies of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ shall be with you all.
Having remembered all the saints again and again in peace, let us pray
to
the Lord.
I told Rod to hit it during Our Father. I've done it twice
during the
liturgy.
For the precious gifts now offered and sanctified,
should
let us
pray
hot
right
to
now.
The Lord.
I think in our whole hope and our life, the Master, Lord, St. Kennedy, S.C., and pray thee, supplicate thee, make us worthy to partake of heavenly bread, mysteries, the sacred and spiritual table of pure conscience, remission of sins, forgiveness of transgression, communion of the Holy Spirit,
our
scheme of heaven, boldness to thee, not for judgment or condemnation, O Lord.
Holy Spirit, let us pray. May be delivered from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord. Peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant us, O
Lord. Pardon and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant us, O Lord.
All things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant us, O Lord.
That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant us, O Lord.
Make breath and ending to our life painless, blameless, and peaceful, and a good defense before the dreadful judgment seat of Christ, let us ask.
Grant us, O Lord.
Having asked for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God. Make us worthy, O Master, that with boldness without condemnation we may dare to call upon thee, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom
Glavie vaše, Gospode, vi preklonite.
With grace, Father Kevin. Jump in.
The grace and compassion and love towards mankind of thine only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thy most holy, good and life creating Spirit, now and forever.
Tender Lord,
Jesus,
the Lord, also the King of the sanctified citizens on high and the Son, one of those who come this morning, God, and press upon to us all thy people. Let us attend. Holy things are for the holy. Broken and divided is the Lamb of God. Broken and not disunited. Eaten but never consumed. Sanctifying those who partake thereof.
And of your faith.
shall be neither afraid nor in dread. But the Lord our God, him will we hallow, and he shall be fear unto us. If I be trusting in him, he shall be unto me sanctification. And thou will be hoping in him, and shall be saved by him.
Behind you.
The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. He that dwell in the region and shadow of death, a light shall shine upon you. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, whose government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Angel of Great Counsel, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Ruler, Prince of Peace, Father of the age to come.
Christ is in our midst.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
God is with us. For
Christ is in our midst.
Christ
is the holy body of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, who granted us the Lord and his majesty, permission, and sins, and life everlasting. For I believe the Lord, and I confess that thou art truly the Christ, the Son of the living God, who has come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Moreover, I believe that the truth of thy most pure body, and that is the truth of thine own precious blood. Wherefore I pray thee, have mercy on me, and forgive me my transgressions, voluntary and involuntary, in word and deed, and all my iniquities. And thou save me without foundation, and partake of thy most pure mysteries, unto the remission of sins, and life everlasting. Of thy mystical supper, O Son of God, who is seeking today's communion. For I will not reveal the mystery to thy enemies, nor will I give thee a kiss as to Judas. But like a thief do I confess thee, remember me, O Lord, in thy kingdom. May the communion of thy holy mysteries be unto me, not for judgment, nor condemnation, O Lord, but for healing of soul and body.
Know thee, the Orient, from on high.
with fear of God and in faith and love draw nigh. For I believe, O Lord, and I confess that thou art truly the Christ, the Son of the living God, who has come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Moreover, I believe that this is truly thy most pure body, and that this is truly thine own precious blood. Wherefore, I pray thee, have mercy on me, and forgive me my transgressions, voluntary and involuntary, in word and in deed, in knowledge and in ignorance, and vouchsafe me without condemnation to partake of thy most pure mysteries, unto the remission of sins and life everlasting. Of thy mystical supper, O Son of God, receive me today as a communicant, for I will not reveal the mystery to thine enemies, nor will I give thee a kiss as did Judas, but like the thief do I confess thee. Remember me, O Lord, in thy kingdom. May the communion of thy holy mysteries be unto me, not for judgment nor condemnation, O Lord, but for the healing of soul and body. Servant God Lawrence receives the most precious body and blood for our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Amen. He receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and God and Savior. Lift it up, hon. For the healing of soul and body and for life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God James receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. It's your name day, I think, isn't it? Handmaid of God Hannah receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. We'll give them room to get up. Veronica receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. The maid of God Helena receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. The maid of God Macrina receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Amen. God, Elizabeth receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Amen. God, Anna receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Fast the mountains by thy strength, who art girded round about with power, who troublest the hollow of the sea as for the roar of its waves, who shall withstand them? The heathen shall be troubled, and the feathers of the
farmers' fields precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of our sins and life everlasting. Amen. Catherine receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Servant God Michael receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Thou hast visited the earth and abundantly watered her. Thou hast multiplied the means of enriching her.
The most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Servant of God Thomas receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. It's when you go away that I forget it. Handmaid of God Lois receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Mariska Constance receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Her blessings be upon us, thy precious child. Servant of God, Nicholas, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, healing of soul and body, good behavior, and life everlasting. Servant of God, Isaac receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God, Elijah receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Solid body and life everlasting. Amen. Amen. The Tamsin receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Amen. The maid of God, Bridget, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God, Stephen, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Sleepy Benjamin receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Amen. What's your name, laddie? Hello? Servant of God, the mighty Titus receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Amen. The maid of God, Elizabeth, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God, Nikolai receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God, Daniel receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Shemiran receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Amen. God, Mami receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. Nona receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. God bless you, dear. And may the God, Angelina receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, good behavior, and life everlasting. Amen. God, Mary receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God, Innocent receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Servant of God, Gabriel receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. The maid of God, Magdalene, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Having beheld the resurrection of Christ, let us worship the Holy Lord Jesus, the only sinless one. We venerate thy cross, O Christ, and we praise and glorify thy holy resurrection. Thou art our God, and we know no other than thee. We call on thy name. Come, all ye faithful, let us venerate Christ's holy resurrection. For behold, through the cross, joy has come into all the world. Let us ever bless the Lord, praising his resurrection. For by enduring the cross for us, he has destroyed death by death. Shine, shine, O New Jerusalem, the Lord of glories upon you. Rejoice, O Theotokos, in the resurrection of your Son, Christ, and great and most, Father Nicholas. Christ, great and most holy, cause the wisdom, word, and power of God, grant that we may more perfect to partake of the never-ending day of thy kingdom. Wash away, Lord, the sins of those, censor, the sins of those who remember to hear by thy precious, censor, save, O Lord, thy people, and bless thine inheritance.
We have seen the truth.
I'm exalted above the heavens, O Lord, and the glory above all the earth. I'm exalted above the heavens, O Lord, and thy glory above the earth. I'm exalted above the heavens, O Lord, and thy glory above all the earth. Can you put some incense on that? Some incense on it. It doesn't have any. Yeah, but I'll need the incense on it. Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Incoming. Let us attend, having partaken the divine, holy, most pure, immortal life, creating an awesome mysteries of Christ. Let us worthily give thanks unto the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Asking that the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us commend ourselves, one another, and all our life unto Christ our God. Thou art our sanctification, unto thee we ascribe glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Let us depart in peace. Let us pray to the Lord. Here we go. It's like a word puzzle. We've got no backup today. We'll have Bob breathing down our necks. We'll have Richard Nixon to kick around anymore. I want them to hear it. Hi, girl.
And to
The blessings of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, O Christ God, our hope. Glory be to thee. May Christ, our true God, who chose to be born in a cave and lay in a manger for our salvation through the prayers of his most pure mother, the Holy Glorious, all laudable apostles, of our holy father James, the first bishop of Jerusalem, David the king, and of Joseph the foster father, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for he is good and loveth mankind.
Amen. Archbishop of San Francisco and the West, the President of the United States of America and all those in authority, the clergy and faithful of this holy temple and all Orthodox Christians, O Lord, preserve them for many years.
Appreciate the reminder. Being capable of any bad thing. Welcome to all of you. Let's see here. The complicated schedule for this week, just to point out a few aspects of it, as follows. On New Year's morning, the Matins is at 8 o'clock and the liturgy is at 9 o'clock. It's the feast day of St. Basil the Great, and being the eighth day is also the commemoration of the circumcision of the Lord, fulfilling all aspects of the law. On
Let's see, Thursday, no catechism. This is lazy 2 weeks. And then on Friday morning, because of the fact that Theophany falls on Monday, which makes the church calendar explode, the royal hours are at 7 o'clock that morning. That's, yep. That's between you and Father Nicholas. I left that with Ruth, and I don't know if you guys have worked it out yet, but we'll see. It says Matins at 5:45. That makes sense?
You're speaking of Monday, right?
I am thinking of Friday.
Friday.
On Monday, I'm not thinking of anything. Okay, so that, yes, I think that would be a yes. Okay, you know the crew. But no catechism that night. So again, on Friday, royal hours. And then on Sunday, it's the Sunday before Theophany. Theophany is on Monday. So 8 o'clock Matins, 10 o'clock Divine Liturgy as normal. Unusually, though, since it's not Theophany yet, but it does work this way, the outdoor blessing of the waters will take place on that Sunday, the 5th. Not the next week, but next Sunday. So if you are a swimmer and you want to be prepared for that, Isaac and Elijah, just in case, then this would be time to get ready for that. And also, I don't recall who has the cross, but we'll need it back by then. And who is it? Emily Reynolds has it. Okay, you going to go for two, Emily? Okay. You can't take that back. You can't lie in church, right? All right. Then that afternoon, evening, at 6 o'clock, is a great Vespers service. Not a Vesper liturgy as we would normally have because it's on Sunday, right? We've already had Eucharist that day. So a great Vespers that evening with the great blessing of the waters indoors afterward. It's a great service for children to come to, because they kind of enjoy it because they're able to stand next to the fonts and their eyes get big and all that sort of thing. And so if you're able to bring your children that night, they would enjoy it, right? Sure. Okay. And so that's, you don't see the next day, which of course is Monday, because it can't possibly go on the calendar. But Monday then, in the morning at 8 o'clock is Matins, and 9 o'clock is the festal liturgy of Theophany. Are you all confused?
Yes.
Everyone confused? Refer to your bulletin. It took Craig and I 3 back and forths to get this. Mostly my fault. I made mistakes twice. He just did once. Okay. Questions? All right. What?
Do we need to start signing up to get our houses blessed?
I'm glad you mentioned that. On the back door there, you'll see the sign-up sheets for house blessings. We won't come to you unless you've signed up. Put your name and your phone number next to it so that it's easy for Connie to contact you and let you know, remind you of the date. So these will mostly happen over the, not next weekend, but the weekend after, okay, and the one after that. So they'll be on Saturdays and Sundays. So what you'll see on that sign-up is you'll see a long list, and those are the days that you can, if you're not compelled by anything else, then you could be at home on any of those times, and we can line you up geographically, which is what we like to do. However, if you have a particular day that only works, in other words, say you have to go to Costco the day before or something really important like that, right? If there's only one day that works, then look at the days and sign up for one of those. Normally, we have 90% of the people on the big list and a few others on the small list, okay? But that's how it works. Rosalie, you have a good question, right?
Thank you. Is there going to be an email that affects, because there's a lot of people that may not be here that want to have it?
Such an email can be done, yes. Yeah, so we could arrange for people to call into the office and sign up that way. Yeah, I didn't expect to see more than 10 people here today, given how many people have called in sick and that sort of thing. So, What else am I forgetting? Oh, yeah, the other aspect of that is if you want to have someone come, one of the priests come to your home so that you have dinner and do that whole thing, then just contact that priest that you would like to do that, Father John, for instance.
I'm available.
And and he enjoys a good meal. So contact that priest, make those arrangements with him. You don't need to put your name on the list because of that, but just make sure that you, you know, you work that out with them. Doesn't matter which one. They'll know. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. Sort of. All right. And more than likely, our annual meeting will be on January the 26th. Haven't nailed it down yet, but we have to make announcements in advance, and there you have it. All right. Other announcements? No. Good. Okay. The patristic quote today is from St. Porphyrius of Athens, and he said these words: those who are distrustful, who doubt and dispute and use only the faculty of reason and are not open to God, God does not show himself. God does not enter locked souls. He does not force an entrance. Important to know, right? Okay. Glory to thee, our God, glory to thee, our God, glory to thee, our God.
I thank thee, O Lord, my God, thou hast not rejected me, a sinner, but hast made me worthy to be a partaker of thy holy things. I thank thee, for thou hast permitted me, the unworthy, to commune with thy most pure and heavenly gifts. But, O Master, who lovest mankind, who for our sakes didst die and rise again, and gave us these awesome and life-creating mysteries for the good and sanctification of our souls and bodies, let them be for the healing of soul and body, the repelling of every adversary, the illumining of the eyes of my heart, the peace of my spiritual powers, a faith unashamed, a love unfeigned, the fulfilling of wisdom, the observing of thy commandments, the receiving of thy divine grace, and the attaining of the kingdom preserved by them in the holiness. May I always remember thy grace and live not for myself alone, but for thee, our Master and Benefactor. May I pass from this life in the hope of eternal life, and so attain to the everlasting rest, where the voice of those who feast is unceasing, and the gladness of those who behold the goodness of thy countenance is unending. For thou art the true desire, the ineffable joy of those who love thee, O Christ our God. Creation sings thy praise forever. Amen. O Master Christ our God, King of the ages, maker of all things, I thank thee for all the good things thou hast given me, especially for the communion with thy most pure and life-creating mysteries. I pray thee, O gracious lover of man, preserve me under thy protection beneath the shadow of thy wings. Enable me even to my last breath to partake worthily and with a pure conscience of thy holy things, for the remission of sins and unto life eternal. For thou art the bread of life, the fountain of holiness, the giver of all good. To thee we ascribe glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and to the ages of ages. Amen. Freely thou hast given me the body for my food. O thou who art a fire consuming the unworthy, consume me not, O my Creator, but instead enter my members, my veins, my heart. Consume the thorns of my transgressions, cleanse my soul and sanctify my reasonings. Make firm my knees and body, illumine my five senses, nail me to the fear of thee. Always protect, guard, and keep me from soul-corrupting words and deeds. Cleanse me, purify me, and adorn me. Give me understanding and illumination. Show me to be a temple of the one true God and one Spirit, and not the home of many sins. May every evil thing, every carnal passion, flee from me as from a fire, as I become thy tabernacle through communion. I offer thee and intercessors of all the saints, the leaders of the bodiless hosts, thy forerunner, the wise apostles, with thy pure and blameless mother. Accept their prayers and thy love, O my Christ, and make me thy servant, a child of light, for thou art the only sanctification, light of our souls, a good one. And to thee, our Master and God, we ascribe glory day by day. O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, let thy holy body be for my eternal life, thy precious blood, my remission of sins. Let this Eucharist be my joy, health, and gladness. Make me a sinner worthy to stand on the right hand of thy glory in thine awesome second coming, through the prayers of thy most pure mother and of all thy saints. O most holy Lady Theotokos, the light of my darkened soul, my hope, my protection, my refuge, my rest, my joy, I thank you, for you have permitted me, the unworthy, to be a partaker of thy most pure body and precious blood of your Son. Give the light of understanding to the eyes of my heart. You that gave birth to the true light, enliven me, who am deadened by sin. You that gave birth to the fountain of immortality, have mercy on me, O loving Mother of the merciful God. Grant me compunction and contrition of heart, humility in my thoughts, and release from the slavery of my own reasonings. And enable me, even to my last breath, to receive the sanctification of the most pure mysteries for the healing of soul and body. Grant me tears of repentance and confession, that I may glorify you all the days of my life. For you are blessed and greatly glorified forever. Amen. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to enlighten the Gentiles and to the glory of thy people Israel. Holy God, holy, mighty, holy, immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy, mighty, holy, immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy, mighty, holy, immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. O most holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread for that. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Okay. Grace shining forth from your lips like a beacon as enlightened the universe. It has shown to the world the riches of poverty. It has revealed to us the heights of humility, teaching us by your words, O Father John Chrysostom, intercede before the word, Christ our God, to save our souls. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You are revealed as the sure foundation of the church, granting all men a lordship which cannot be taken away, sealing with your precepts, O venerable and heavenly Father, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Steadfast protection of Christians, constant advocate before the Creator, do not despise the cry of us sinners, but in your goodness come speedily to help us who call upon you in faith. Hasten to hear our petition and to intercede for us, O Theotokos, for you always protect those who honor you. Lord of mercy, 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 Lord of mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. More honorable than the cherubim, and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim. Without corruption you gave birth to God the Word, the true Theotokos. We magnify you.